and let you know. So the process has to go through the Department of Health. So generally, if you have a friend or family member that needs a kidney transplant, you can undergo tests. So you need to physically know the person. But having said that, the South African Transplant Society, who's the medical organization, are working on having a process or policy in place with the Department of Health so that it's called altruistic non-directed donation. That is a complete stranger donating to someone they don't know, a kidney. And they are working on that so that, because we find that many people have the same appeal to us. They want to donate while they're alive. We have people phoning our office all the time and emailing us saying, I'd love to donate a kidney to anyone. So this process is now being started so that we can then have a policy in place so that this can be done in South Africa. But at this stage, only a family member or friend can donate a kidney while alive.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for that question. That's Mohammed in Midrand. Shane in Pretoria, thank you for holding. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very well, thank you, Shane.
Fantastic. I actually just wanted to share my story. I donated my kidney 4 years ago. Actually, yesterday we celebrated 4 years of the donation.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree that there's a misconception. I think it's due to the lack of education. Because I remember some people were so furious at me. I did it when I was 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So people were saying, you won't be able to have any children, and you know, those type of things. And I've got a 7-week-old baby. So definitely, I think there should be more education around it. So yes, my cousin, he was the recipient of my kidney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd share that.
Thank you very much for sharing your story. That's Shane in Pretoria. Deirdre in Glen Vista, good morning.
Good morning. My question is slightly different. I've always been an organ donor,
mm-hmm.
but I was diagnosed with cancer. I am in remission, so I know I can't donate organs. But no one can give me guidance on how to donate a cadaver, the entire cadaver. I mean, to a research facility
So I'll help
the entire body.
I'll help you with that. Firstly, if you're in a remission, you can still be an organ donor. Remember, the doctors are going to perform the necessary tests at the time of your death. There's always a possibility they can use something. So you can still be an organ and tissue donor. Then regarding, it's called whole body donation. That's donating your whole body for medical research. If you get in touch with your closest medical school, so if you contact the Organ Donor Foundation, we'll give you the contact details. Wits University take cadaver or whole body donors, as they're called, and they are in desperate need of whole body donors for medical research. So that's a fantastic gesture. Please contact us and we'll ensure that you receive the information.
Yes, please.